Okay, here we go. Okay, so I would like to go through different cases of Beirer, different shailas of Beirer that could come up based on yediyas that we've learned together or learned in the Simen in Shulchan Aruch. One case over here that the Mishmaru talks about is, let's say a zavuv, a fly falls into your soup, falls into your cup of drink, and doesn't have to be dafka fly, it could be any type of dirt, something that fell into your drink, and now you want to scoop it out. So the Mishmaru says that it's us to remove it alone, it's us to take it and then pull the fly out. That would be Bayre. You take the pesedes from the Eichel. But says Mishbrura, if I take it with some of the mashke, if I scoop up the fly with the mashke, or whatever's floating around my soup or my drink with the mashke, that's fine. Now, the Bi'ar Lach over there explains that it's not easy to be makel, like the it's not easy to be makel over here and allow you to just take the fly out by itself. Because many achrenim, kibar old achrenim, agree to the taz, they are not allowed to do it. Especially over here where it's a shayla v'issa deraisa, we're going to be a machmer. What would be the tzad that would be mutter to take the fly out? What would be the tzad? So the Bar Hetev brings down from the Mari Tites that the Mari Tites wanted to be matted to take the fly out because there's no breira by lach. That when it comes to when you have liquid with something solid floating around the liquid, over there it's not shaykh breira. When's breira? Breira is when I need to go and I need to search and look around and move things around to get to it. But something that's just floating on top of the liquid and I just stick my hand and pull it out, that's not Bayra, that's a Dmari Taitzel. That's a Yisoy that we've mentioned in earlier Shiurim, that if I have something solid in a liquid, like a knedel in a soup, a carrot in a soup, a big carrot, there's no Bayra over there. The Chiddush over here is that even though it's small, and I do, it does take work to catch it, to get it, Dmari Taitzel, that it's not Bayra, because the mice is standing out by itself. And the other sheet is held that there is Bayra in this. And that's what the Mishbrur is being more machme over here and saying that take it out with some liquid.
He says there's no Bayra by lach when it's something yavish in lach or even two lachs together.
No, he's talking about a case where it's a solid in the liquid, yeah. Now, if you look at the Mari Tites inside, the Mari Tites says a different vart. But this is the way, at least the Bar-Hetev understood. Okay, now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Siddur Rav, he held that to take it out with liquid is also asr. He can't do that. The mice are doing Bayra. So are they taking out liquid with the fly? Right now I have here a Taravis of the fly with the liquid. And by removing the fly, you're taking the pesedes out from the eichel. You're being stuck in the eichel. So what does it help taking it out with liquid? Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds, and it's brought down the Siddur Rav, that the zechshash is the deraisa to take it out with the liquid, and you're not allowed to. So it's machlekes, Mishnah Brura, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The lumdus to it, perhaps, is that the Mishbrura held that the Taroivis is not the full cup of liquid with the fly. The Taroivis is the liquid that's around the fly. So when I go and I scoop out the liquid with the fly, all I'm doing is taking the Taroivis and moving it to another cup. The Chedush Yerim, listen to this, it was the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes, he was chayshish for the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So he came up with an eitzah. So take the cup, put the spoon in underneath the fly, and then move the cup down. So you took the eichel from the pesedes. Good eitzah, no? Sounds right. You hear that? So you could apply it to other cases if you need to. Right? Again, you're holding the cup. I put the spoon in. I didn't do anything wrong yet. And I mean, I didn't do anything wrong at all. And then I'm taking the oichel from the b'selis. So I'm left with the fly and the spoon.
In that case, the zeta. In that case, you don't take soup with it?
No, I took the oichel from the b'selis to drink it right away. Maybe also, right?
So then it would have to be
avada, of course. Right.
By the case you're taking out the fly with the liquid.
Sure. Again, you have to apply the rules. You have to apply the rules. You have to apply.
That's a case of burr. That's not a case of burr.
That's not a case of burr. Right. Okay. The next case that I would like to discuss is. Person has fish with bones, or meat with bones, chicken with bones, and I want to feed the fish to the children. Now, I can't give them a piece of fish with bones. It's dangerous. And I cannot rely on them to get the bones out the proper way, for sure not. So can I take the bones out before I feed it to them? So there's a tshuva from the Michas Yitzchak where he says, no, he says, you could do it for them, but you have to do it the proper way. You have to hold the food with one hand. Let's say you hold the fish with one hand and with the other hand, you put your hand by the bones and then pull the food from the bones. Pull the fish off the bones. Like this, you're doing Eichav Ram Pseilis. The Bir Halacha over here, the Ramaschal Avol, wants to say a limitz chus for those that are noig heter, for those that are noig heter to take the bones from the fish or from the meat, he's malamin heter for them. And he's being malamin heter even if I'm doing it to prepare for other people. He has a limitz chus over there. Rav Moshe, in the tshuva over here, in Chelik Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet, in Boire, Oizayin, says when you're preparing the fish for children, we can rely on the Prima Gadim at the end of Siman Shin Chof Aleph. What's the Prima Gadim at the end of Shin Chof Aleph? Prima Gadim says when it's E'efsha, to eat it, without removing the Pseidus, he's talking about fruits, vegetables, where it's E'efsha to eat it without peeling the peel or shelling the shell. So then, even though I'm taking the b'seilis from the eichel, it's mutter. So he says, Rav Moshe, over here also, where my kavana is for the children, so that's considered like e'ef shabin yinachem, because there's no other way you can feed it to them. Can't just give them the fish. So therefore, it'll be mutter to separate it for the children. But again, just like the Prima Gadim said, by peeling fruits, the vart of e'ef shabin yinachem only is matter you, Miyad, you have to do laut for immediate use, then it'll be mutter. Now, when I'm sitting down myself to eat, I'm sitting down by the table to eat, and the fish is on my plate, and I want to do bayra over here. So, there is a limit chus for someone to separate the bones from the fish, based on a tziruf of a lot of svaras that we've mentioned earlier. And I'll mention some of them. To be chayiv in bayrer, deraisa, there's a share how much you need to come out with in order to be chayiv. Many times you don't have the share. But then we have like this. And a chatzi share is a question of this chatzi share also been atayir by Melech HaShabbos or not, separate discussion. But we also have the Sefer Machria, which says that if you're doing it to eat right away, then you can even take the pseudis from the eichel, like with Masber, because I'm already, it's not like I'm preparing before the Suda, so then I have to do eichel mitak pseudis, but over here where I'm ready to eat, I'm holding by eating, might be mutter. Many achalik on that, as you saw in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Chayosef holds the Shas Achila Mamish, and the psalus is holding me back from eating, I can take the psalus off. The tour on Sif, the tour, which is the halacha over here, in Sif Dalid, the tour talks about if, let's say, it's a bigger tercha for me to take the oichel from the psalus. It's much easier if I could just get the few pieces of the psalus out. So, do I still need to take the Archa from the Pesilus when it's a bigger Tircha? So we paskin, yeah, you do need to. But there's a day over there that says, just like by Yontif, whatever's easier to do. That's another Tziraf. You have the Prima Godim that we quoted before, that's Miyad Lepeh. When you're doing it directly to your mouth, there's no Issabayra. There's the Yishami that we once mentioned. The Yishami, a very interesting Yishami. I'm sitting on a Kree. The Yishami says, Hayoshiv Bakri is sitting on a pile of wheat where there's pebbles mixed into the wheat. I can't eat the wheat because there are pebbles over here. And I'm sitting there pulling out pebbles. But there's still more pebbles there. So I didn't do a full ticket Eichel over here. So there are those that learn in the Yishami, you're not Ivan Bayre. So we also, I took out a bone. I took out one bone. I took out two bones. I didn't finish it off. Again, there's tzirufim are reasons why one would be able to be makel over here. However, still, one should be machmir to, when they're eating the fish, to separate the fish from the bones. Rav Moshe over here, in that same tshuva, in Beirer Oy Zayin, he says, what one should do is put the fish in his mouth, and then eat with his mouth, and then spit the bone out. Spit it out. He says, but if it's a case where it's Yevsha, that's difficult for a person to do it, then we could be Mater Miyad Lepeh. Then with Taka, we could be Mater, if you're doing it for Miyad, to go to your Peh. You're separating, and then you're going to eat it right away. So again, there's room even for when a Gadol is... Even not just for children, but even for older person, if it doesn't work well, the Eitzah in your mouth, and you need to, so there's room to be Mekel. The Shmir Shabbos brings down over here. The Shmir Shabbos talks about holding the bone, maybe by meat or chicken's more messed up. You're holding it with the knife. And then you're pulling the other part away from it. So even though you're holding it with one hand, pulling the other part, pulling the meat away from the bone. That's mutter. That's not considered like a kli or anything. That's mutter. So those are the best eitzes that there would be when you're eating that. Now, an interesting point, back to the case where there's a fly in the drink, in the food, or in the liquid, there's a fly. So we said, according to Mishbura, you just take out the liquid with the fly. What happens if there's many flies over there? There's not just one or two. There's a lot of flies over there. And I want to take it out. So here's a question. If taking it out with the liquid will help. Why? Because if the svara of the Mishnah Berurah is that when I'm taking out the fly with the liquid, I'm removing the taroivis. This is the taroivis. And I'm just moving taroivis one place to another place. When there's a lot of flies there, then the taroivis is everything that's there, it's one big mixture. So just taking it out with some liquid may not be enough to be matter. It's a aura that the Shmir Shabbos mentions. Okay, the next case is, let's say someone brought the cake. The cake on Shabbos is stuck to the baking paper. You pick the cake up, the baking paper comes with it. Now I want to pull the baking paper off. Or many challahs here. You buy the challah, there's a sticker. There's a sticker in the bakery, put a sticker on it to make sure that you know what heksha, what bakery it is. There's a sticker stuck to the challah, right?
What if the baking paper doesn't even come up and it's just taking that off the pan?
It's the same idea. I'm just trying to point out that it's attached. So this sticker that's stuck to the challah, or the baking paper that's stuck to the cake or challah, what is there a shayla of here? What's the din? So there are those that learn that there's no taravis. It's not taravis. It's just stuck to each other. It's not a taravis. Taravis is when there's a mixture. There's some kind of mixture between the two things. Over here, this is not called a mixture. Shmir Shabbos goes back and forth on it. He has different svaras. For being matir, svaras to aser. At the end of the day, I think it's the svar of the matirim is that efsha, based on svaras we were mentioning earlier, you need to peel it, you need to separate the paper from the cake to eat it. But lechayra, usually it's simple. You could pull the cake off the oichel from the pesalas. You don't even have to get involved in the shayla. But again, like I said, there is a discussion if it's b'chal taravis. There's also a discussion if we apply the rule of peels and shells to this also. That just like you let peel the fruit, even though I could cut the orange into four parts and eat the orange from the peel, but I don't have to do that. So who said over here I have to go ahead and make sure to pull the cake off from it? But it could be that's different. It is different because over there it's my only way to get to it. I don't have to cut it into parts, even though some people eat like that, but that's not the way to eat it. Over here already, it's much simpler just to pull the cake off. So I think so. And then when it comes to challah, cut the stick off with some challah. The amount of challah that comes off with the stick alone, that's not called some. For the mishbrus din, you have to take off a little more than that.
Needs to be added.
What?
Cake needs to be added.
If you being chayish for bayra, not like the svaras, then yeah, then it should be eaten miyad. Correct. So you have sometimes you have a candy that's stuck to the wrapper, yeah. So that's also that a good point. That's another svar that's mentioned. But the case of siluk usually is where they're not attached to each other.
For the sticker on bread, you couldn't use your shemazon outside there.
What's his etter?
The sticker and pull the bread away.
Yeah. Do any of those etzes? Any of those etzes? 100%. Follow through with the etzes. So if I have a candy that's in a wrapper and it's stuck, right? It's a taffy that's stuck to the wrapper. So I want to remove the wrapper from the candy. So if it's stuck to it, then l'chayra, that's the heter of peels and shells, which you need to do samach l'achilasan. If it's not stuck to it, then there's no iser. It's like sticking my hand in my pocket and taking a candy out of my pocket. We're not going to say that that's bayra. Or going into the bag and taking a candy out, that's not bayra. It's just taking the candy out of the wrapper. That's not going to be bayra. What happens if I have a melon, where the seeds in the melon is in the cavity of the melon, it's in the inside of the melon, right? It's somewhat attached, a small amount. So if Moshe says over here in Zayin, you should shake it out. Shaking out, it's not a ma'isa b'ira. To shake it out, you could shake the seeds out. You know, you take the melon, shake it out. If I can't do that, if let's say not all the seeds come out, and the next best etzah he says is to put in your mouth and spit out the seed. Let's say I can't do that for some reason. So then, samach l'suda might be mutter to just take the seeds out. That's why the Shmir Shabbos has such a tzad that samach l'suda will be mutter. Because again, it falls into the klal of efsha to eat it with the seeds in there. And they're not coming out. So I can take the peel off, I can take the seeds out. So therefore, when it comes to watermelon, you can't just shake the seeds out. If the seeds that will fall off from shaking it, you're right. But usually they're embedded in it. So again, it says with Moshe over here, if it's possible to eat it as you're eating it, spit out the pits, that's what you should do. But if that's difficult, for example, you want to feed it to a child, and you know the child's not going to spit out the pits, so then it'll be mutter to do biyadayim and feed it to the child. Because again, this is the way to do it. And the Shmir Shabbos points out that over here, you can be even noigd, more reason to be noigd to be mekel, because it's even better than atzamais of a dogim. It's better than the case of atzamais dogim, because over there at least you could somewhat pull the meat from the bones. Over here it's mamsh inside it, so it could be a little more difficult.
Why can't you scoop out some of the melon just with the seeds?
Then you'll be left with no melon.
Not that.
Oh, you're talking about a melon.
Yeah, by a melon. It's inside the middle.
So, I mean, look, it is a good etzah. It is a good etzah, but not everyone agrees to that etzah. So you're true. You're gaining the mishaburu with that. But I think still it's efsha, because you're losing your melon. Okay. An interesting case. You know, in the sink, on the bottom of the sink, there's a strainer, like Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Over there, it catches the junk from going down and stuffing up your drain. The chayra, you're doing bayra with a kli. When I pour it in, I want it to catch it, and then I want the liquid to go down and the junk to get caught over there. So Shlomo Zalman said an interesting svar over here. It's brought down the Shmei Shabbos also, that there's no bayra over here, because bayra is when I have a taravis and I want to separate A from B so that I could use A. Over here, mitzidi, it's all garbage. I really wish I could just send it all down the drain and not have to go ahead and catch the thick stuff and throw it out into the garbage. So to me, mitzidi, it's all garbage. It all should go down the drain. Just because it's the stuff of my sink, so I need to catch it that it doesn't stuff up my sink. That's not a ma'isa bayra. And therefore, that would be mutter. That would be mutter. That's what, that was the svar he said. Now, Rav Moshe over here talks about svarim. Svarim, in Yud Beis. He said, the question was, yeah?
By the sink, would it be a bigger problem if you put something in there for Shabbos?
What do you mean?
Your sink filters less on Shabbos. I think usually by a garbage disposal. So if your sink doesn't have a filter because it has a garbage disposal, you want to put a filter there on Shabbos. Would that be a problem because you're specifically putting it there for Shabbos? Or it's the same svar?
Same svar. Okay, here it's Rav Moshe is talking about svarim. We mentioned that you can have bayra not only by food, you can have by clothing also. Rav Moshe says if you have socks, and you're makbid on the color of socks, the blue socks, the red socks, you're makbid on the coloring to match your suit. So he says, so that could be shnei minim, that could be considered shnei minim, and searching for the socks that you want would be bayra. But how about svarim? So Moshe says something very interesting here. He says, the question was, ketzad efshel l'chape seifa tzarech l'lach hazman. If I want to look for a seifa that I don't need to use right now, I want you to look for it to use later on. U'ma'uriv ben svarim acherim, and it's mixed with other svarim, and it does not have names on the back of the seifer. So he says, Kvar marti etza, likach kol seifo paischai. He says, I tell you etza. Take each seifer off the shelf. Again, we're talking about a shelf of svarim without any names. All the names were rubbed out. Right? Or they bound it and the all black tape. No names on the back. I'm looking for the seifer I want. So he says, take out the seifer, open it up, look if that's the one you want. If that's not the one you want, put it back. Take out another one, open it up, put it back. He says, that's a good etzah. He says, that you can do. But to go ahead in the mixture, look for, like, just to move it over a drop and, like, look into it, that already not. This is what he says. He says, likach kol seifo paischa uchshiroi sheina seifa shetzorech, to open each sefer and see that this is not the sefer I need, and then to put it back. That's fine, because you're allowed to move svarim from place to place. Gambalai tzarech. While it's still standing on the shelf, you shouldn't do. I don't understand it 100%, but this is what Rav Moshe was held in svarim. The Maisa most of our svarim have, we mentioned the previous chabura that if it's in a pile like this, you're allowed to take the top one off, and then the next one that you're allowed to do. That's a siluk fun thing. If you want to get to the middle one, so you're not going to be using it now, so you pull it out is a question of bayra. That's Mishmaru's specific about. So the eitz is stand it up like this, each one's in its place, and then just take the middle one out and put it where you want for later. That would be the eitz. If they're all open and ma'uriv, mamish ma'uriv, and you have to like move things around to get to the one you want, like you're preparing a chabura, so then that taka would be a shayla. An interesting shayla that the Rosh Hashanah talks about, interesting shayla is, If you have Pesach, you have a box of matzahs. There's whole matzahs and broken matzahs, and it's mixed together. It's all mixed together. Mamish mixed the whole matzahs and the broken matzahs are mixed together. Do we view that as tuminim or not? Do we view it as tuminim? And he makes a chilek. Listen to the chilek he makes. He says, if you're looking for the whole matzahs because you need it for the Seder, the Lel Seder, or you need it for Lechem Mishnah, so then that would be a shayla of Baira. You'll have to follow through the rules of Baira. But if you're just doing it because you want to put it out on the table, whole matzahs, because it looks nicer, that's not a problem. What he's saying is that when I need the whole matzahs because of the halach of Lechem Mishnah, so then that creates that the whole and the broken are tuminim. But if it's just for the niceness, so it should look masuda and nice on the table, that doesn't make it into tuminim. That's he says, going back to our discussion about tuminim. Okay, now I want to just end off with Sif Tes. That's where we were holding in the last Chabura. Sif Tes. Over here, it talks about Meshameres. Listen to this case. A Meshameres, a field tulim Erev Shabbos. I have a sieve, which was prepared from Erev Shabbos, and I put into the sieve shmarim, the sediments, the peels, the pits, the leftovers of the grapes, is sitting in this sieve. Now, it could be there's some drops of grape juice on the peels, and sitting in the sieve. So what am I doing over here? Muta litin aleihem mayim kedei sheyachzru tzlulim lazu. I can take a cup of water, pour a cup of water over them, so that on the bottom I'll catch, with a different cup, I'll catch the water, and I'll have some grape taste to it. May even look a little colored from the grapes. That's mutter to do. Why is it mutter to do? So the Mishmur says, Kivon de belav hasinon gamken hem tzalulim, since there's no taravis, where's the taravis? I'm starting off with a cup of liquid and I end up with a cup of liquid. Uruyim lishtais, it was right to be drinking. L'cheinem b'zem shambayra. Now, in between, in the middle, when the liquid went into the shmarim, into the sediments, at that point there was a mixture over there. And now I'm using the kli, to hold back the shmarim and let the liquid go through. Says the Mishmura, that's not called Baira. It's not the Tzura of Baira. That's not how Baira, that's not the way Baira is done. Meaning, besides the Tzrich Legufa of a Malacha, every Malacha has its Tzura. The Tzura of Baira is that I'm starting off with a Taravis, and I'm separating A from B in order to be able to use B. Over here, I'm not starting over a tarev, I'm starting over a cup of water. And I'm ending up with a cup of water. In the middle, you're right, it's going through a separation process. But that's not the tsura of Baira. That's not Baira. So therefore, if let's say I have my coffee, the coffee cones, and I put the cone with the coffee grains in there, and I take hot water. Again, each person has to work out the chesbishel shayla over here. Kli shlishi, if you're samach on kli shlishi. Take the kli shlishi, and I pour it over the coffee, right? And then I'm left with coffee. The chay, that's a case, that's daimed to this. And that would be mutta. Again, as long as you worked out the bishel shayla, it's a baira, it will be mutta. Another example that came up recently was that a lot of the filters, the fancy filters that they put on for sinks, so the water goes through charcoal. It's charcoal that filters the water. And so when you turn on your faucet, you're causing water to come from the pipes, go through the filter, and then it gets filtered. There's a filter there, like a strainer, that filters it, but it's going through charcoal, pieces of charcoal. And then it comes up. So when I turn on the faucet and water goes through it, so water, it's fine. But the question was that when you turn off your faucet, happens. Now water stops where it is. There's water that stops in the filter, still there. Now it's a mixture. Now when I turn on the faucet, I'm causing it to come out. So therefore there are some that held that the initial water that comes out, don't use because that talk went through a buyer process. But l'chayra, it's the same svara. The same svara that we see over here. Who cares that it stopped in the middle? Who cares how long it stopped in the middle? If it also stopping, it's getting caught in the shmarim and then it's going through. It's mutta. So if they had stopped for an hour, stopped for 3 hours, I don't see the difference. So therefore, I don't think that that should be a tumult either. That's Sif Tes. Sif Yud, we have over here, and that's what we'll end with. Sif Yud discusses, if I have wine, and this is true by water, right? Can I filter my water on Shabbos? Can I use my Brita filter on Shabbos or not? So in order for there to be Baira, there has to be Eichel and Pseilis. There has to be good and bad. If there's no good and bad, there's no Baira. Our water that we have here is... there's no bad in it. Most people drink it the way it is, or most people could drink it the way it is. You prefer to filter because it hurts your stomach, or it might hurt your stomach, or hurt my mother's stomach when she was here, so she told me to filter and boil it. That's not enough to make a psilis. But when I open the filter, I see there is some schmutz over there. That's not a schmutz that's called psilis. It's not psilis. Psilis is when there's dirt in the water. That's psilis. The chiddush of the Bir Halach is that an istinus, someone who will not drink this water, no matter what, they're thirsty, they're getting a headache already, they will not drink this water. So that's an istinus. So they created somewhat of a psilis over here, which is also a chiddush. If there's no psilis, they created a psilis, but they did. That's the chiddush of istinus. But as long as you're not that istinus, if you were stuck somewhere and you needed to drink water, you would drink the water. So then now, if we do have istinus at the table, someone who's not istinus could put the water into the Brita filter and he could drink it also. But that's the start of the halacha of there. There's achurin, where there's dirt in it. There may be some Middle East countries where that's the way it is. But then there's mein tzalulim. It's mein tzalulim. I could always refine it and make it finer, and people prefer it that way. That's not a psilis. It's not a psilis. Okay, so Mitzvah next week, we will go to the sif in the middle, Vav and Zayin, which discusses Dosh. And we'll answer the questions of the Bechina Mitzvah next week, the chilek between Beira and Dosh, and how Dosh plays a role in our own houses. How you let to crack open your nuts, why is that not Dosh? You're threshing, you're separating the shell from the nut. So we said, Baira, it's not Baira, because of the Ramah at the end of Shinchav Aleph. What about Dosh? Right, I have cherry tomatoes on a vine. I pull the tomatoes off. Why is that not Dosh? Okay, Mitzvah, we'll speak about that next week. Everybody.